Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for a late-night stroll if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports just in that 10 people, including 3 children, have died in Israeli strikes in northern Gaza. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew revealed earlier today that 2 American soldiers were killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan. Also this hour, Walla reports that a Lebanese army soldier was killed by a Hezbollah explosive earlier today in the south of Lebanon. Separately, JNS details that the U.S. has sent dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel as regional attacks intensify. And finally, I-24 News notes that Mojtaba Khamenei has made a statement calling Trump's signature worthless and promising unforgettable lessons for the U.S. Here's what people are saying. Online, Ihab Hassan, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israeli settlers are setting fire to fields in the West Bank village of Sinjil. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, noted 22 minutes ago that the UAE is calling for an immediate halt to regional escalation and a return to negotiations. Belaz News shared footage 37 minutes ago showing the Iranian strike in Jordan that resulted in the deaths of 2 servicemen. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Times of Israel reports that an Israeli strike in Gaza City killed what health officials say was a family of 5. However, the IDF claims the target was a Hamas operative and related infrastructure. This highlights the ongoing complexity and tragedy of civilian impact in the region. Turning to the events in Jordan, according to Israel Hayom, Iran's attack on the Muwafaq Salty base, east of Amman, resulted in the deaths of 2 American soldiers, with 1 still missing. This escalation underscores the perilous nature of U.S. involvement in the region. Meanwhile, Walla has reported on the incident in southern Lebanon, where a Lebanese army vehicle encountered a Hezbollah explosive. This resulted in 1 soldier's death and 2 injuries. The IDF has been monitoring the situation closely, highlighting ongoing tensions along the border. Separately, JNS indicates that the U.S. military has increased its presence in Israel by deploying refueling aircraft. This comes as CENTCOM continues strikes on Iran, marking a significant escalation in military readiness. Finally, I-24 News brings attention to a statement from Mojtaba Khamenei, who criticized former President Trump and issued a stark warning to the U.S. Such rhetoric contributes to the ongoing diplomatic strain between Iran and the United States. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Rafael, developer of the Iron Dome, is partnering with In3D to create a city-scale emergency simulator in Sderot. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that after failing to acquire Hot Mobile, Pelephon has instead purchased WeCom for 265 million shekels. And finally, Globes announced that private equity firm FIMI has made 500 million shekels from selling its stake in Rafa Laboratories. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.